Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding shotgun today. Mr. Kevin Flynn is off. And we're going to let Aaron Tippin remind all of us just how darn blessed we are to live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Not without its challenges right now, ladies and gentlemen, but it's still the USA.
If you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That'd be the USA, baby. Here is how you join this program. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text us, 701-237-1590. Or you can call us. Todd, which one do you prefer from our fine listeners?
We'd love to hear other voices than our own, because I hear enough of my own voice. I don't know about you.
Yes, I do. So that means, let me translate what Todd said. Call us. It's 701.
Didn't know that needed translating, but okay.
258-0550. 701-258-0550. Should we do a quick little caller clinic, Todd?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, so you're the caller, and I'm answering the phone. Todd... Mitchell in the morning, radio god Mitchell, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, Todd, yes.
Yeah, this is Todd in Bismarck.
Those are things you don't want to do. Just go ahead and just launch right into it. Hey, Scott, great program. You are the greatest.
That's unnecessary.
Whatever.
Yeah. Get the niceties out of the way.
Since I was five.
But no, the point is, any niceties, just quickly get those out of the way.
And then hit the point. I mean, yeah, get right to what's going on.
When people say that I cut them off, what do they mean?
You stop them before they get to the end of their question. The problem is we need to get to the question. So the sooner you can kind of get to the question, I realize sometimes you need just a little bit of context, but... probably not going to have a lot of time for context. So,
see, we would have one caller the entire program if we didn't kind of manage the flow of the show. But we don't mean to cut anybody off. What we do prefer is a dialogue, right? So you call, you share your point, you ask your question, and then if we've got a guest on, we say, okay, let's let the guest address the question you brought or the sentiment of your call. And if we're able to do that efficiently, and basically keep the flow going and get right to it, then we can have a dialogue. Then we can kind of go, okay, what about that? What about that? But if you call and have a litany of things you want to say, it's a little more challenging. So we don't cut anybody off in the sense that we, hey, you can't say that, you're gone, unless it's profanity, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean...
something that is blatantly...
say one of the seven, I'll guarantee you, we're hitting the button.
Yeah, time. We have no choice to hit the button, but
right.
Anyway, there you go. So whatever's on your mind today, give us a call. I've got some emails already coming in here. We're going to get to those. We have some calls coming in. Let's get to it. 701-237-1590 to text us. Call us, 701-258-0550. On the show today, Mike Lindell will be here. A Truth Summit this weekend, Springfield, Missouri, which you can watch at frankspeech.com. We'll have details on that. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here as well. So questions or comments for him, welcome. And if you want to ask a question of him, here's a suggestion. use our 24/7 line. Get that question in right now at 855-200-1776. Guarantees your question will get asked if you get it in this hour at 855-200-1776 or call early in the hour. We're coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, the all-new, nice and shiny Freedom Matters USA studios, who are welcoming, are you ready? Wait for it, Candace Owens. We're going to give her a patriotic North Dakota welcome on Thursday, September 15th. Take a little drive to the Bismarck Event Center with your friends and your family and check it out. To find out more about the event, go to freedommattersusa.com. Tickets available right now, right there, starting at $20 each. How about that? So, Freedom Matters USA Studios welcoming the one and only Candace Owens. Details at freedommattersusa.com. Brian in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling about that abortion clinic that moved from Fargo to Moorhead. What building did they move to in Moorhead? The reason why I'm asking is being a plumber, to get approval for a plumbing inspection from the state or a permit to even plumb, it's like an act of God and it takes months. What building did they move into? Was it previously a clinic or was it what
kind of building? I guess it was like an abandoned office building. I don't know physically. I can't picture it actually, but I've been told that it was like an abandoned office building that had multiple offices in it, sort of with a common area. It's over by Buffalo Wild Wings, 10 and 75 is where it's located. Okay. And a lot of people asking those questions. Hey, any permit necessary? Any, as you say, I mean, what additional things are needed because surgical abortions are being performed there? I mean, these are all good questions, Brian.
So are they up and running right now?
Yes. Yes.
That's like, I mean, they had to pull some strings with the state because, I mean, it's impossible to get up within months. I mean, it can take months to get a permit to even start your plumbing. How did they get that through so fast?
Well, I don't know if they did. Who knows? I mean, the rules for thee and rules for we are a little bit different than the in that world. I mean, I don't know. It's a very good question on your part. Also, I understand that there's a rally tonight, by the way, at 7 p.m. across from that clinic. There's like in a field, and there'll be a tent there. David B. Wright, who's the founder of 40 Days for Life, is going to come in. So there'll be a rally tonight, but the individual that is organizing the rally made me aware of something I wasn't aware of. It's the state legislature now. Tim Miller's his name, and he's with Pro-Life Action Minnesota. I'm sorry, Brian, what?
People should be looking into this. Someone from the state should be looking into this. How did they get their permit so fast? That's unbelievable.
No, it's a good question. It is a good question. But I was going to say, so Tim Miller tells me there's also a law in Minnesota that, you know, the remains of an aborted child have to be properly dealt with. So, what are they doing? What are they doing there, either for burial or cremation? A lot of questions to answer there. I think they're just sort of, you know, who knows? But those questions ought to be asked, Brian. I appreciate your call very much. Thanks a lot. Grant in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering, since Mike Lindell's going to be on, what's the progress of kind of doing more investigation with all these elections? Because everyone just seems so confident, there's going to be another big red wave, and we're supposed to trust these machines and the whole process again to get people in there that might listen to us?
I think the answer to your question is every state, especially the states in question, need to examine their laws, but it's a good question. It's why they're doing the Truth Summit this weekend in Springfield, Missouri, but I'll be happy to ask Mike that to get you a detail. I think you'll say some version of attorneys general in each state need to be responsible. This is the thing. We don't want the federal government messing with this. Because the second the federal government does this, there'll be a National Voting Act that will say you don't need an ID, you don't need, you know, loosey-goosey is how the Democratic majority would handle this. Elections were never designed to be federalized. Ask the Founding Fathers. This was up to the states. So it is a state-by-state effort to fix it. I also think, Grant, if you want my opinion, that everybody that is frustrated, angry, worried, anxious about the future of our country ought to be a poll worker. Ought to be going to their local county and saying, what can I do to volunteer? Because I'm going to watch. I'm going to take this into my own hands, and I'm going to make sure that this is done the way it's supposed to be done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think I mean, we can't have these just boxes hanging out where they can get ballots stuffed in them. Because you can, how are you supposed to take X number of months off to have people watch those? I mean, it's just, I think that was what sealed the deal, was all these boxes.
Yeah, much of that under the auspices of being necessary because of the pandemic, which now the CDC says, yeah, we blew it, by the way. Our communication was terrible. We told you things that were contradictory. Isn't that convenient? This question I have for Senator Kramer later on today is to say, what is being done to hold the CDC accountable to this? They're coming out themselves and saying they blew it. Will people be fired because of this? Like what happened
Should
in
be.
The private sector? Yeah, exactly. I mean, The self-critique from the CDC is blistering. It's unbelievable. So good questions,
well,
Brandon.
Well, we said it, we were crazy, but
right.
They say it now and it's okay.
You got canceled. And then if you remember, we'd call the state health departments that we deal with, and they say, well, the CDC says. And then that was some sort of gold standard. Well, now the CDC says of themselves, well, we blew it.
It's like lawyers are running it, and everybody's trying to get past the buck to somebody else, so nobody has to take the fall for it.
You can't make it up, folks. Grant, thank you. Darcy and Fargo, Tom and Bismarck, Virginia and Bismarck, when we come back, you're on deck.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sounds too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death, number two, controls your estate, and number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in the Superman cave.
Welcome to Real Live Radio.
Girl said, hey, y'all, watch it.
We scripted this part. What page are we on again?
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Swanson Hyperbarics. And what a great day we had yesterday. answering a lot of questions for folks.
You get in the chamber? You feel better today? Or?
Oh, my gosh. You always do. Sleep like a baby. And
oh, man.
SwansonHyperbarics.com. You can take a little nap in that chamber.
I know.
We didn't talk a lot about the Hockett yesterday, but that's kind of a 1-2 punch of great treatment that you can get from Swanson Hyperbarics. They have, in addition to that renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, which is all about... it's a combination of treatments, actually, that help detox the body, improve circulation, boost your energy, strengthen the immune system. It can do everything from reduce pain and swelling and inflammation to increasing the immune efficiency of your body. Metabolism's better. It improves stiff, aching joints and muscles and many more benefits. You know what? Here's the best idea. Call for an appointment, and your first 30-minute treatment is free. And you're in a... seated sauna is how I, you know, it's like you're a little mini sauna. Your head is above the sauna, but everything else, you know, neck down is in this Hockett Ozone sauna. It's really amazing. 929-3930, 701-929-3930, SwansonHyperbarics.com. I got a million calls, slight exaggeration, but I'm telling you, a lot of emails and feedback yesterday,
million.
Folks.
Told you a zillion times not to exaggerate like that.
Tell me that number. Tell me where that Dr. Scott Shear was from. Tell me the website. So SwansonHyperbarics.com, 701-929-3930. Open phone time to the bottom of the hour. Mike Lindell at the bottom of the hour on the Truth Summit, the Moment of Truth Summit, after we take some more of your calls. Darcy in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Darcy.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Excellent. How are you today?
Good. I've got an observation that I was watching the news last week, and they talked about the Fargo diversion. Next summer, apparently, they're going to need like upwards of 2,000 laborers on the diversion once they get started with it and all that. You know, so that's fine and well. But then the next story they ran was that they're planning to replace the bridge on between 12th Avenue and 15th Avenue up by Jack Williams Stadium. So my question is, if they're putting a diversion around Fargo, why are they going to spend, I think they said $1.5 million to replace the bridge? I've driven over that enough. It's not like it's unsafe or anything, but they said it's built low, and then it collects wood and stuff that's floating down the river during a flood. But if the diversion is in place, that flood shouldn't be there anymore. So that was my question. Why, if the diversion's going in, why are they spending $1.5 million to replace a bridge? That doesn't need to be replaced.
Yeah, I guess it would depend on, is the diversion lowering the high watermark flood, you know, a 100-year flood, a 500-year flood, enough that you don't have to worry about the obstructions that would come from a bridge and the level. Don't know the answer. It's a good question. We can try and track you down an answer, though, Darcy, for sure. Ask the folks that are working on it.
That just doesn't make sense. For one, the bridge was built too low anyway when they did it, whenever, 30 years ago. But I just don't understand why they'd want to replace it when the diversion's going around. And if there's going to be a, you know, potential for flood, that the water's going to get diverted around. So I don't know. It's just, to me, it just seems like $1.5 million is going for something that may not necessarily need to be done right now, you know.
Got it. Darcy, appreciate the call. We shall track down an answer for you because not exactly sure, but I think what you're asking makes some sense. Tom Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have three suggestions for your bumper music.
All right, let's get Todd, the radio guy, to fire up the jukebox. What are they?
Okay, The Tax Man by the Beatles.
Oh, sure. That one, absolutely. That goes right in the front of our... I don't like the fact that they do it with a countdown at the beginning of it.
There you go. What else you got, Tom?
And then the Left National Anthem, Imagine.
the Left's National Anthem.
All right, and number three?
Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd, and skip to the part where they say, teacher, leave those kids alone.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a little...
The good point there.
Anthem for the Department of Justice, right?
Yeah. Also, what have you heard that the airline pilots are going to go on strike if Trump is arrested?
I've not heard that connection. I did read a story in the Epoch Times about just how woke the airline industry has become. They did a big story on Southwest Airlines and how they are, you know, they basically threw every hiring rule out the window now and are worried about diversity and equity. And some whistleblowers are saying, hey, this is going to make this airline less safe. We're not putting these people through the normal paces so we can check an HR box. I've not heard the one specific about a strike. That's interesting. Tom, appreciate the call. Thank you. We got some bumpers there lined up. We'll use them today on the show. Virginia and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind in our open phone segment. Go ahead, Virginia.
Thank you for that. All day yesterday, I was driving, got to hear all that about that treatment. It was just very interesting. But I want to call and thank you also for talking about the CDC this morning and their big apology, because in Wednesday's paper in the Bismarck Tribune, a lady writes in, has lupus, and guess what they gave her for treatment? Hydroxychloroquine. Now, isn't that nasty, terrible word in medicine we weren't supposed to talk about with with COVID? And I have a friend who's got an immune disease, and she has been on it for a number of years. During COVID, she had no trouble getting it refilled. Her doctor wrote it. Her pharmacist filled it. And yet, if you came in and asked for it, then they would say, is this for COVID? Some pharmacists were instructed to not fill it. So talk about the hypocrisy out there. And now they come out and tell us, well, we can treat things with hydroxychloroquine.
So very fascinating.
Just for everybody's information. And thank you for your show.
Thank you, Virginia. Very much appreciate the call. You too. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. On the road, at home, wherever you are. Rich and Bismarck, one more in the open phone time here. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Hey, I just got to say something about these voting machines. My 85-year-old mother down in Austin, Texas, can start her car in Duluth, Minnesota with her phone. And I was just thinking, well, I'd heard that they're using satellites, actually, is what hacks the voting machines. I don't know if anybody's heard anything about that, but I think it's a big distraction with the paper ballots. Look here, but don't look at the voting machines, because I think that's what they use. I mean, if you look at Venezuela, do you think the 90% that are impoverished are keep voting in the same corrupt 10%, you know, officials that run Venezuela? Look where they're at now. You know, I just see that that's where we're headed, and, you know, nobody's doing anything about the machines.
Other than Mike Lindell, who continues to ask the questions, and a certain handful of brave local officials as well. And we'll get an update on that momentarily. But appreciate the question and the comment. Mike Lindell, who has a Moment of Truth Summit planned this weekend, will be live-streamed all weekend long. It's tomorrow and Sunday on frankspeech.com. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Freedom Matters USA Studios, this is What's on Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No breakthroughs after Thursday's meeting between Ukraine President Zelensky, UN Secretary General Guterres, and Turkish President Erdogan in Lviv, Ukraine. A Mayville, New York judge refused to grant bail Thursday to the man accused of trying to kill Salman Rushdie as the Satanic Verses author prepared to give a talk in Western New York. 24-year-old Haiti Martar will remain behind bars for now. The Justice Department announced Thursday three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the 2018 killing of Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. The charges come nearly 4 years after Bulger's killing, which raises questions about why the known snitch was placed in the general population of the prison instead of a more protective housing environment. The convicts were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Serve USA home cook and grab and go convenience on a Friday. All their locations have the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. And here's what's for lunch today: Valley City fish and fries or Salisbury steak, Harwood Sloppy Joe's, West Main Avenue, West Fargo fried chicken or Sloppy Joe's, Country Fried Steak, 12th and I-29, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish 45th and 9th Avenue Southwest in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, NDSU apparel. Buy one, get one free.
Ernie, you know I'm hungry.
Feel like done. I'm supposed to make you hungry. It's what we do.
Mission accomplished.
Exactly right.
You're good at your job.
The one and only Mike Lindell is here from Springfield, Missouri today, site of the Moment of Truth Summit that will happen at frankspeech.com all weekend long. This is a required viewing on Saturday and on Sunday. Mike, tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I'm sitting here right now watching the setup, this most amazing setup. Even the setup's going to be epic. And we have, starting at 9 a.m., the summit's divided into six segments. 9 a.m. on Saturday. Remember, this is live stream from Frank's Beach, Lindell TV, 12 hours straight both days, and we flip it on its head. But it starts at 9 a.m. Saturday. It's called the How We Got Here Through My Eyes. There'll be at least eight speakers then for the first 3 hours, where we're going to go back in time, back to November 3rd of 2020, and start there in this timeline, the lies we were told. And like Bill Barr, you know, saying that it wasn't enough to overturn the election. You had your things like, Jenna Ellis will be speaking with four. She has four. They did four hearings with her and Rudy. And why wasn't Fox News? Why wasn't anybody there? Why did the judges? Why did Doug Ducey say everything was good in Arizona and he didn't even look at the 10 hours? So this will be a timeline of how we got here. And what I mean by that is how we got here is the things that had to happen, the lies and the suppression and the cancel culture, everything, which actually in a way that's God's grace that we are in the position we're in right now, that it wasn't overturned back then, and that because there was so much that had to be revealed. Then at about 11:30, between 11:30 and noon on Saturday, starts the State of the States address. Every state will be going up there in alphabetical order, telling their current footprint, what their blocks have been. These are all people that kind of came out of the famous cyber symposium, where all the people went back to their states and seeds were planted of hope. And now you're going to see the fruit of that on the 7 hours on stage. Then at at 6:30 Central Time. We're going to show, and it'll start actually about 7 o'clock, the selection code, the movie. This movie is, I'm putting it out free. I financed it from last December. It's been 7 months in the works. This movie it would have been in theaters. I said, no, it's too important. It's part of it's the Tina Peters story. This is where it began. They're not allowing Tina to come here. The judge isn't, which another attack. And she will be Skyped in, and so that'll be pretty amazing. But that's going to be that night, free to the country and the world. And then in the morning, we open up at 9 a.m. again with prayer and worship for our nation. And this will be Pastor Hank Kuhneman, a great message of hope. And then I'm going to talk for about 10 minutes, and then Lance Wallnau will be getting another message. Then at 11 a.m., Central Time, everybody, you don't want to miss this. It's the trial of the machines. 7-hour trial, 7.5 probably. The trial of the machines. This is stuff that some of this has never been seen before, and it will shock the world. You have my word on that. It will shock the world. This will be the most talked about event and one of the most important events in our country's history. When that ends, we are going to have a call to action for our nation from 7 to 9. And I'm telling you, everybody, this is something every single person in this country can do, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, doesn't matter. This uniparty New World Order, globalist CCP attack on our country, it all ends this weekend. This is what's happened to our country. It's disgusting. But once you watch this 2 days, you will never, ever, ever want to have or even look at a machine or a computer in any election ever.
What do you anticipate will come of this? I love the fact that you're starting from the beginning. You're explaining this because most of the media ignore this. You got to be at frankspeech.com or hear you when you're being interviewed. So you put all this story out, and you go from where it began to where we are. What do you expect will come of it?
Well, and you're going to see things, and like they say, the call to action. Here's what's going to come of it, everybody. This weekend, we expect 5 to 10 million people, 4 million people watch the Cyber Symposium. The biggest obstacle we face, bar none, is the media. Fox News, Newsmax, horrible, horrible, and horrible. It's not lying to the public. They just don't talk to the public about this. They wouldn't even have 2,000 meals on to talk about it. This is what they're trying to hide. They're trying to suppress our election, the truth of the 2020 election, and all these primaries since. So what this is this weekend is going to be, there's a couple of things. One is we're going to get our voice, a major voice coming out of this. We have over 1,500 people here, probably 300 journalists and podcasters, radio people, you name it. They're going to be putting this word out every single day. And we're counting on people right now to go to Frank's Speech and start spreading the word of this weekend. This works 100% as long as people watch it from around the world. And I'm going to tell you what's going to get our country back and is the judges and at the ground level, the sheriffs. But the judges, you'll see. One of my biggest audiences, Scott, is going to be, I want all people from all walks of life, from everywhere, that these judges out there have families, friends, grandchildren, children, neighbors. And remember, no judge back then looked at any evidence other than one, and he kicked it down the road. These judges need to have courage, and they need to know that everybody around them, I don't care what party you're in, is saying, hey, we need to save our country and look at and get rid of these machines, and we need to look at the cases. Just to have courage to be the judges they need to be, and which we've seen judges, what's happened in our country. A year and a half ago, it was a different footprint we're in now. Judges are making great decisions, or at least looking at things like the great judge in Florida that made the ruling of the no more mask on airplanes and that nonsense. The judge that said you don't have to have 100 people in your company, you've got to become a junkie. Roe v. Wade overturned. That took a lot of courage from the Supreme Court just to look at these things. And we need them to look at getting rid of All these machines are preliminary injunctions we've done with and started in Arizona, Alabama. They're going to be, you know, all these states. So what's going to come out of this, I believe it will be the whole country and world will be watching, and it will be the hope and what and everything. Everybody will become engaged. And if even if there's going to be so much for people to do, but one of the biggest things will be spread all of the media clips. As we're doing this weekend, everybody, every state will be a clip that will be sent out. We've got Real America's Voice here. We got RSBN here, Frank Speech, Lindell TV. They're going to be sending out snippets, clips from all these, like each state divided out, sending it out to social media. This is everybody's job out there. This does not fail if you guys share and share and share. Spend your whole day sending out emails to people with these things. Say, hey, go to Frank Speech. Get signed up. Get involved. And they and all the social media platforms, even the bad ones, Zuckerbucks, Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Getter, Truth Social, Frank Social, Parler, Cloud Hub, any other platforms that are out there. We have to have a voice, because that's all they've been winning, is we have not had a voice, and it's been very small. Our voice is expanding, because this news, this stuff is going to be so shocking and so... It's going to be stuff that it'll have to be talked about. Scott, I believe maybe even Fox News or Newsmax, maybe we can pray that they would even mention it. Salem Media has to come through this time. Salem Media has to talk about this. We pray for that. That all the media talks about it. But right now they went silent on me, everybody, for the last 17 days, they're not talking to me, even the bad media, because they don't want this event to get out there. They don't want it to be, they don't want people to know.
Somebody's asking about the smoking gun of the machines. Somebody earlier called and said, you know, remind Mike, you can start your car from, you know, a continent away with an app. You know,
right.
Satellites do some amazing things. So it's you know, obviously the technology availability for shenanigans is well beyond anything. Well, this isn't your grandfather's election. What is the smoking gun on the machines?
Well, let me just tell you, this whole 2 days will be basically this. We are in an apex in history, everybody. We are in an age of artificial intelligence, robots, drones. Right now, over in Australia, drones come down and tell you to go back in your house. This is the Terminator. This is the Matrix. These are these movies we used to watch and go, hey, we have to stop this technology. If evil gets a hold of these machines, it's over. And it starts with our elections. If the people, that 54 countries have already been taken over by because of the election machines and the electronic voting and the computers used in their election. Like people like Venezuela, Australia, they never get to go back because the people in power now are not going to vote out the machine. They're not going to get rid of what got them selected in the first place. So we have one shot at this in history to get rid of the voting machines. Now, if we get rid of them, a paper with hand counted, now you're going to be electing people that are for the people. You have people that you're going to trust to make these regulations for this new, where we're at now with computers and so on and all the, and make our laws. If you know, the law's got to be so severe. If you do something with computers and stuff, it's got to be so severe. You think of the breaches we have, Scott. All right now, MyPillow, they'll get breached. You have it in business, credit card companies, SolarWinds. You have all these different breaches. Well, you know what? If that just involves money. When you breach an election, when you pack into an election, you lose your country forever.
Short break. Back with more with Michael Lindell. We'll give him a couple of minutes to do some more organizing with the event itself and wrap up our conversation after the break, because some calls and questions are pouring in here. So more with Michael Lindell on the Moment of Truth Summit this weekend after a short timeout. Don't go away.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Link's 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler strawberry twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With Mike Lindell on What's on Your Mind, the MyPillow Maestro, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, and of course the new products continue to amaze. My personal favorite is these wonderful new slippers, slides, sandals. The slippers are almost sold out, I understand, Mike, and you got sandals as low as $29.98. You got the new My Coffee at the MyStore.com platform. So MyPillow continues to defy. And remained uncancelable, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. And we thank all your listeners, watchers. We thank the country. You know, the last one to cancel was Walmart. Shame on you, Walmart. We're offering the 1988 pillow that Walmart would have had to the country, and using your promo code Scott, and they You guys have all stepped up. That one really upset me the most, because that's what we make with our factories in Minnesota, 100% made here, the MyPillow, where it all started. But you know what, Scott? Because everybody stepped up, I didn't have to lay off one person. And we shifted them around. We use a lot in shipping now with the My Store, with the coffee has picked it up, and everybody loves the coffee. And you can help entrepreneurs there too, everybody. Use that promo code Scott over at My Store, and we have the best coffee in history, and all these entrepreneurs, USA entrepreneurs and or their product. These guys were, they get up on Amazon and China copies them, or they go to crooked Google or Facebook, all these places, they get swallowed up. And we gave them a platform for to support them, and they're so grateful for all of you out there helping out. And this has been, I'll tell you what, Scott, it's been really helped me to be able to be out in this fight for our country, knowing that my employees and stuff are taken care of back there in Minnesota and around the country.
MyStore.com is the coffee, by the way, 25% off with the promo code Scott, or for any of these products, call 800-506-9028. Talking about the Moment of Truth Summit this weekend, Springfield, Missouri, tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m., continuing for 12 hours Saturday and then 12 hours on Sunday, this Moment of Truth Summit for you to get from the beginning this story and also the very latest information. Somebody wanted to know where the state-by-state attorney general's investigation is, wondering just, you know, where are there active investigations still going on?
Yeah, that's all gonna, they're gonna have to watch this weekend. I could sit here and tell you, there's investigations. There's things. I will tell you this. Here's a little, attorney general one that just came up this week that you probably don't know about. There's something so important. Now we can watch the machines and know without being inside of them, we know it's been manipulated and we know it in real time. And there's something you can get from your states called cast vote records. Well, in the state of Texas, they weren't giving them out. That and other, they're called FOIA requests. You're going to learn this stuff this weekend. These FOIA requests that all citizens have a right to. Well, Texas was saying, no, you can't have them. You can't have them. Ken Paxton, the attorney general of the great state of Texas, came out this week, 2 days ago, with this thing saying, no, the public can legally get these requests from the state of Texas, because there's blockers in every state. And from your Rusty Bowers in Arizona to your Robin Buss in Wisconsin to Brad Rassenberger in Georgia, we're tired of blockers, everybody. And we the people are going to get what we need to get out of this, to get our country back and get our get these machines gone. Great ruling by Ken Paxton. You're going to be, but to answer the other question, all of these states are going to be represented, and you're going to hear the current footprint of every state, which will include like lawsuits, everything that's pending out there. So you really have to tune in and watch this. It doesn't fail if everybody watches. If you have someone that's a liberal friend or a Democrat or whoever, I don't care what party they're in, tell them to watch. Tell them you're tired of hearing propaganda or hearing nothing on Fox News or nothing on Newsmax. Tell them to watch this weekend if they've done anything, the most important event they will ever watch in their life, because they will never leave the bucket. They will know if we don't get rid of these machines and computers for our elections, it's over, everybody. There is no tomorrow. This is it. We are in an apex in history. We are the greatest time ever to be alive. The 2020 election will go down as the most important election in history because it revealed everything was exposed. Over the last year and a half, everybody's work, everybody's hard work, everybody that's been out there. I do a call once a week to hundreds of thousands of people in all 50 states, these grassroots that have been out there. Scott, your radio station, everybody that's been fighting to get the word out, and the hard work and the canvassing and lawsuits and everything everybody's done all comes down to this weekend. This is it. Everybody's going to be vindicated. They're going to be going forward with a plan. It's going to be amazing, and the only way it fails. This was God's plan, not my plan, Scott. This was all on God's timing. And I'll tell you, when this week can come Monday morning, everyone in the world better have it shared everywhere and never let up that gas pedal on this, because we will get our country back, and we're going to get to a great place. And in the future, we're going to look back and say everything had to happen just the way it happened to get to that amazing place where we put God back in our schools and we get our country back and other countries that are around the world that have been taken by these electronic voting machines in this New World Order, uniparty, globalist. This will be a proactive. We'll be proactive on things, and it'll be amazing.
FrankSpeech.com, FrankSpeech.com, FrankSpeech.com. This is important. Important enough to take a summer weekend and spend a good time with this in your ear from your smartphone. FrankSpeech.com. Whatever it takes, let everybody know. FrankSpeech.com. Mike, thanks a ton.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, guys. God bless.
God bless. One and all. Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, next hour. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.